Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Close that window. You're letting all the stank out.
So we have a new lobby area. Nice furniture now sitting right outside our bathroom. And it looks good. So I'm not complaining to the powers that be. It looks really nice. A lot nicer than what it used to look. But we talked about this yesterday. It's right outside the crapper. Both crappers. And we know women, you stink too. Yes, you do. But there was Scotchgard yesterday, not a lie. Just because the stench that comes out with every door opening in that bathroom. I mean, it's a brutal area to sit in.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hang out there.
I know. Because it's like whoosh.
Do they Scotchgard?
Just loafer ass coming out.
To prevent the odors from soaking in.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
I'm surprised they didn't put, like, you know, your grandma's house plastic covers on them. I mean, that's really the only thing that's going to keep that stank.
Well, and the TV show brings in a lot of animals, too. So.
Oh, that's true.
You know, there's animals jumping up on those couches all the time. Llamas. Whatever messy animals
midgets,
they bring in.
Midgets out there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Midgets and llamas.
Midgets are usually messy, too.
In the morning. Yeah.
I'd listen to that
That'd
show.
That'd be an entertaining
Midgets
show.
And llamas in the morning.
You remember Susan Anton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. That's... Well, come on back if you're really young, because you won't know who this woman is at all.
Right. Well, she...
She dated Dudley Moore back in the day.
I thought she was married to him.
They might have been married. She was hot.
I thought she Miss was California, 1969.
Jesus.
Really? Yeah.
She was a piece, though. She was a piece.
It's her birthday today.
Oh, does that mean she's probably 66? Who's taller? You're going there, aren't you?
Chris Wallace, Fox News. Chris Wallace. It's his birthday today.
Yeah, he was Mr. Universe, 1968.
I don't think he was. But Chris Wallace is a tall piece of water, and so is Susan Anton. You're making this tough.
Are you going who's older first?
No.
Who's older?
Oh. Do you know who's taller? Don't tease me.
I'm going to say Chris Wallace is older.
Actually, I'm going to go in the other way.
I am, too, because I don't know how old... Oh, if she's Miss California, 18, 19 years of age, born in 50. Chris Wallace is the son of
Mike Wallace.
He was really old, but I don't know if he's that old. I think Chris Wallace is probably born in the 40s. I'll go with Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace, born in 1947.
Yes.
He is 70. Susan Anton is 67.
Ah.
Yeah.
You got to work it out. You got to work it out.
I figured him for about 70.
Yeah.
Who's taller?
Yeah.
Susan Anton or Chris Wallace?
Man, he's tall, but she was a model, and I'm thinking she was 6'1", maybe.
I'm going to say Susan Anton.
I'll just say Chris Wallace is taller.
Yeah, I'm going to say she's tall.
She's taller.
I'll say Chris Wallace is taller.
Susan Anton listed at 5'11".
Chris Wallace?
Listed at 5'10".
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Two for two.
Man. Good game. Yeah. Good game.
Good game.
Game.
Well
good
played.
Game. Yep. Good game.
Well, it was a game.
And good game.
That was great.
And if you lose, you don't get upset.
You can't.
That's the kind of confidence boost I needed this morning, Craig. Thanks.
You got something.
Yeah. I mean, you really do.
How old is Chris Wallace again?
70.
70. Okay. Yeah, he's about 100 in Fox News years.
So. Oh, like, yeah.
That show will wear you down.
Well, he doesn't hang out at the. I don't think at the news channel.
No, but he's got to hang out with his little panel every morning.
Oh yeah,
every Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, right?
Oh yeah, it's every Sunday.
Not every morning.
No.
And they do bring in one liberal punching bag, don't they?
I don't watch it, man.
Yeah, at least. Well, they've got Juan Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Liberal punching bag.
He is, man. He's the liberal punching bag.
Yeah. Is that what they put on the screen when they show him?
Yes.
On the Chiron? Yeah. Liberal punching bag.
I think he's still with them. Yeah. I don't know. But at least. Oh, wait a minute. We had a correction.
What?
Puss?
What?
How do you pronounce that, the manga thing?
Oh, yeah, the ninja thing that the guy was trying to copy. Line one said it's Naruto, and he's sorry he knows that.
Okay. There you go. Okay. There you go. You should be
we
sorry.
Have been corrected.
You should be sorry.
Yeah, he immediately apologized for having possessed that knowledge.
For being a geek, right?
Good.
Yeah.
Well, he did.
As long as he, that's what I told you.
I liked
as long
it.
As you admit it.
I've got
I
no issue
it.
With that.
I got no issue
if
either.
We don't know, we need to be told.
Yeah, that's right.
What does it mean?
No, it's just pronunciation.
It's the name of that
Naruto.
Graphic novel. About
it's
ninjas.
A graphic novel?
Yeah.
Oh, it's more than that. It's like 72 volumes or something like that.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to read it.
So it's an epic.
Yeah, apparently.
To go along with your anime porn.
Maybe.
Is this guy like that anime porn?
Who doesn't?
I didn't get into that with him.
Just answer the phone.
I assume that he's going to.
Not on my standard list of questions that I give every caller.
There must be some kind of demand for that, though, because you see it pop up every once in a while.
Oh, it's in the top 10 somehow.
Yeah.
I like actual women.
Oh, I'll watch. I think I watched Peter and Lois.
Oh, I watched that.
Yeah.
They're almost like gifts real quickly. Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
In the corner.
I only watch that when Alex Borstein is here.
Lois is taking care of Peter. Yeah.
Did I see Alex Borstein get writing credit for Shameless?
I don't watch the credits. I know you're in the credits.
I am.
I didn't see it. She might be right there. Yeah.
So you don't stick around to the end of the movie, Tyler? Watch the credits?
I'm not in the theater
anymore. Movie theater?
I'm not in the theater anymore.
No, these credits,
but no, I
saw,
don't. I
they
don't.
Pop up in the beginning of the show.
If I know something's going to happen, like the guy comes back, they do like a... I'll wait a little bit to see if they're going to do some sort of... A lot of movies would do that. Come back and do something
funny.
Throw
some extra scenes in there. Yeah. Maybe some bloopers.
But if I notice that's not happening, I don't watch the credits.
She doesn't indeed have three writing credits for that series back in 2012, 2013, Todd.
Right.
Okay.
Is that about where you're at in the series right now?
I was watching, I think, part of season two the other morning.
Great
that
show.
Sounds about right.
Todd and Tyler, I want to have sex with you. Not together, one at a time.
That's fine. She cleans up nice.
She was cool.
She watched Lois porn with Craig. Of course she's cool.
She did, and she said this.
Todd and Tyler, I want to have sex with you. Not together, one at a time.
Yeah.
I was hoping for the tag team, but she's not up for that.
Not anymore. Not after Kiss and Jay Giles.
Hang on. Say that exact same line again, Todd.
No, eventually.
Say I always hope for the tag team again. Say it again.
It'll come up again.
Say it again. Right now, say it again.
No, it's not organic.
No, just say it.
Then it's
it
not
will be.
Organic.
It'll be funny. I got a good kicker.
All right, I was hoping for the tag team, but she wasn't up for that.
Ah, you gay bum!
But I'll get mine come Monday.
It'll be all right. What's Monday?
Oh man!
Sorry,
come on.
Man. I love that song. I can't help
too.
It. Thank you.
Monday's the day after the Vikings beat the Packers.
Oh, that's right. You will get that. You'll get the double tongue bath. Yes. Yes, you will.
You gay bum.
Well, no matter the outcome of Sunday, you could play that clip for Todd.
Yeah. No, that's
either,
true.
Either he's
got to lick
be,
twice.
Yeah, or he's going to be giving two tongue baths.
Like I said, either way, everybody wins.
Well, it could be a single tongue bath just doubling up.
What the hell? What else is that going to happen?
Yeah. He just got to do two at the same time.
That's a. I don't know, does he have that much tongue?
Yes, he does.
He's going to need to hydrate.
He always has.
See, we're all terrible people inside.
Here we are.
I like that line.
I like that.
Puerto Rico dealing with a water shortage weeks after Hurricane Maria devastated the island.
Why even help? Which island?
But it's a big ocean. There's plenty of water.
Yeah, there's plenty of water.
Why are we even helping? I got that on Twitter last
night. Water on the island is scarce.
Which island?
People in rural areas have been forced to drink, wash, bathe in rivers and springs. Some becoming infected with leptospirosis.
I've tweeted out there's an area of Puerto Rico that people might actually starve to death, they're saying right now. And it was an article I retweeted last night, and from a regular news source, not fake news, that they're having trouble getting food to them, and they might actually starve to death.
Thousands of homes without drinking water, bottled water in stores sells out quickly, failing to meet the demand.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
64% of the people on the island have access to clean drinking water. President Trump says the government cannot keep FEMA, the military, and first responders in Puerto Rico forever.
An hour ago, he tweeted out, we cannot keep FEMA, the military, and first responders who have been amazing under most difficult circumstances in Puerto Rico forever. It's part of the United States. And I had to inform some guy on Twitter last night, why are we even helping? They don't vote. It's the United States. And then, of course, the jackals, who I love, just attacked this guy and left the bones there.
Don't we help out everybody in the world?
Yes, we do.
In those kind of situations?
We went to Haiti doing that.
Haven't we always been doing that?
Yes. Yes. But Puerto Rico is part of the United States of America.
So. Have people always lacked compassion? Is it just coming out now because of social media?
I think they have lacked it, but I think, well, not just social media. They're emboldened right now. You can say stuff like that.
They'll step forward.
Because the leader can say stuff like that.
But social media is part of that.
Part of it, you're right. Well, it's a huge part of it.
Usually, you know, I wouldn't hang around with people like that.
I don't hang out with people like that, if I find out. But unfortunately, you'll see social media, that person is like that. I mean, it's bad.
Really?
Well, we can't be there to help them out.
Former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon.
We just need to hand out a few Puerto Rico Strong t-shirts. A little hashtag Puerto Rico Strong, and then people will get behind it.
Mm-hmm. And some Falcon jerseys. Falcon Super Bowl jerseys.
Bannon reportedly believes President Trump has only a 30% chance of completing his full term. It's according to a report in Vanity Fair by Gabriel Sherman.
What does he figure his exit plan is?
No, here's what it is. I read it.
Why is he going to leave?
No, he was not going to leave.
He will not.
No, it's the 25th Amendment, which allows the cabinet to vote somebody out that they think is incapacitated, that cannot.
Incapable of carrying out his duties,
right?
Yeah, he said duties.
And you'd be dangerous, too, yeah.
That's what they're going with. Yeah, what Bannon thinks.
Yeah, I've heard the 25th Amendment mentioned a few times, not just from Bannon. Obviously, Bannon's one of Trump's buds, too, but other people. I don't know if it's going to happen because the cabinet had that some balls and those things.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. It happened. They all get together. When did they get together?
Have we had nuts in office before?
Not in modern times, not what we're dealing with now, from what I can tell. If you read, and not modern times, the last 100 years. Ask Mike Ditka. He knows what happened the last 100 years.
He does.
There's been no oppression, so I don't know if he did nothing.
Yeah, the only other famous nut in office I can think of was LBJ's.
Yeah, that was his actual nuts. Yeah, that was your nuts hang.
Children around the world are getting fatter. A new study out of Imperial College in London finds that 124 million...
Man, I'm starving!
124 million children are considered obese, 10 times as many as there were in 1975. Pacific Island nations had the highest rates, with some 30% of the kids between 5 and 19 considered obese.
We need the linemen.
The U.S. and the Middle East, second on the list, levels above 20%.
The Middle East is getting fat.
Well, they got money.
Oh, that's right. And they eat American food.
That used to be a sign of prestige if you're all fat, because it showed you had money.
Yeah, because wasn't gout the king's disease? Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
That actually was.
I know it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was a sign of wealth if you had gout.
Yeah.
Being fat was a status symbol.
Right.
Austrian authorities are serious about their burqa ban. Even if it's not a burqa, a man dressed as a shark promoting a new electronics store in Vienna.
Oh, so you can't cover anything up.
Ran afoul of the law. He was asked by police to take off the costume's shark head. When the man refused, he was ticketed. The fine can be as much as $200. Beginning this month, Austria instituted a new law prohibiting people from covering their faces in public.
Halloween must suck in Austria. Think about it.
The gentleman said he was just doing his job, wearing the shark's head.
Yeah, maybe he's trying to, maybe he doesn't, okay. And
they came by and said, dude, you got to take off the head. He said, what's a shark without a head, basically? Well,
that's against the mascot code of conduct.
Yeah,
you can't take the head off in public.
You scare the kids.
Freak out, man.
You got to maintain character.
Yeah, the kids can't know there's a human inside there.
No, not at all.
Right. That's scarring.
That scars him for life.
Maybe that shark was a Muslim, though. You got to be careful with that.
You don't know.
You don't know, man.
You
Did
don't
the shark
know.
Have a burqa on? That's what I want to know. That might have been the reason, Todd, Craig. The shark head might have had a burqa on it.
Maybe.
All right. I got an article sent to me that Psychology Today. Half of all presidents suffered from mental illness. Some more than others.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Oh, yeah. You have to. In order for you to think that you are presidential material, I don't care who you are, you have to have a pretty high thought of yourself.
Oh, yeah. I would hope so,
though. You got to have a pretty healthy ego.
Yeah, you don't want to. I don't think I can do that. You need a guy that thinks he can do it. And a woman thinks he can do that. I'm fine with that.
Unless it's Kiefer Sutherland, of course.
I'm fine with that trait. You're right. Good point.
But now, no shrinking violent is going to become president.
No, you don't want that. None of us want that. We just want somebody that's not a nut job.
Yeah, we had some drunks there, too.
I'll take a drunk. Grant was a drunk.
Grant allegedly was so drunk, he fell off a horse during a military parade in New Orleans.
Who doesn't?
Well, you would.
You would. It'd
be tough.
I don't think any of us are in a position to criticize him for that.
No.
I've been hung over on a horse.
I would like to see more of that.
Like the current guy to hop on a horse and fall off? That'd be kind of fun.
I'd just get drunk. Just have a damn drink. Lighten up. Nixon was once unable to take a rather important phone call from the British Prime Minister because he was, quote-unquote, loaded.
Oh, I'm guessing a lot of these guys were drunk in the past. We have no problem with that. Yep. Trump doesn't drink.
And Pierce died of cirrhosis of the liver.
So with Nixon, somebody get on the phone. You know what? We can't find him right now. We're not real sure where he's at. We'll have him call you back.
I guarantee that's happened a zillion times with a lot of presidents in the past. He's not available. He's a little buzzed or hungover or whatever. You know?
Johnson, Teddy Roosevelt, bipolar. They're all nuts.
You're apples and oranges, though. This guy's really nuts.
There's nuts and then there's dangerous.
Yeah. And this guy didn't even drink.
Steven Adler working on a new book, perhaps in the same way that we would, or a similar way that we would.
Not at all.
Not very hard.
It'd take, 30 years?
The title will be Steven Adler... The S, my friends remember I did.
That's going to be a good book. Because all the GNR guys know, not just GNR, anybody in rock and roll in the past 30-some years.
He says now that he's sober, he hears all kinds of stories about himself that he doesn't remember.
Oh, that's cool.
So does he actually get writing credit for
the
book?
So he started a website called StephenAdlerStories.com. He's accepting submissions, which have to be between 20 and 125 words, and he's also asking the ladies to be gentle with their stories.
Oh, yeah, because he's got a lot of groupies, I'm sure.
The project reportedly still in the early stages, but that sounds like fun.
I think it's cool. I think it's really cool.
At the same time, random dude can just come up with 100 words of remember when we.
Yeah,
true, but... I'm guessing to put it in the book, he might get corroborating random dude, too.
You would have
to. Slash, were you there when I did that? Yeah, I saw it, too. Okay, cool. This is true, then.
Right.
I mean, he's not going to put every story in there.
You
got
to get a voucher.
Right. You need another voucher. Of course, good chance, but often there's not one. Good things you're asking Duff and Slash questions, and they're going to go, I don't remember either, dude.
Yeah. It's not how I remember it.
We were just as wasted, remember? That'd be our book. Remember? I was right there with you.
No, I really have no idea.
That's a cool book. I'd be interested to read that. Get Adler on the phone. I'll talk to Adler once that comes out. Petey back with us. A little sports coming up tonight. I will not boycott the NFL. I will watch a little bit of that game. will not boycott the NFL because I'm a leftist. And us leftists love the NFL. And what else? Oh, yeah, and Mike Malone later on, too.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.